economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find gold and silver bullion, my friends. And as you know, they're going to keep beating it up. I told you that they would, and it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter to me, because everything they do is an illusion. And the reason why you listen to this program is because you're sick of their illusions that they manufacture. Look, if you want to be reassured by the mainstream media, you want them to pat you on the back and tell you that gold and silver are a great investment, or if you want your buddies at work to congratulate you on your purchase of gold and silver, or if you want your relatives to come up to you and say, dude, I wish I was as smart as you buying gold and silver right now, you know, good luck. Remember, one of the things I continue to advocate over the years is that you simply turn to your inner self. And literally, you know, for me, I pray. I ask what the correct choice is. If you do that, you can get confirmation on what the best choices are. And I'm telling you right now, it's a buying opportunity. It is a buying opportunity. And especially if we're talking long-term funds. I mean, the reality is, okay, so you pay $1,600 for gold. So what? It doesn't matter. You're not selling right now, so it doesn't matter. You know, we talked about basically just they're going to do what they need to do to get as much gold and silver as they possibly can. And right now, they are doing everything they can to scare the crud out of you and to force you into their paper illusion. And that's what it is. What's real about Federal Reserve notes? What's real about bonds, about stocks? What's real about any of that stuff? You know, I keep telling people, look, April 15th, they're going to continue to pound this stuff because they're going to try to get as much money as possible into Wall Street right now. This is their harvest. Prior to April 15th, people can continue to donate to Wall Street via their IRAs. And so they're going to make everything but their investments look like garbage. And they have the power to do it because we, as a people, collectively, not individually, permit them to lie, cheat, steal, and do everything else. The numbers that they publish themselves show what they're doing. I mean, if someone would just take a look at the numbers, you can see what's going on. And let me just go through the latest bankster participation in the futures market. Now, I said before, why are banks permitted to bet against commodities? Why? They don't have a vested interest in it. And it's pure manipulation. But look, that's the system that they control. There's nothing I can do about it. But what I can tell you is what they're doing. So we take a look at April, the April gold contract, all right, which is what they're beating the crud out of right now. 153,511 contracts. That's 15 million ounces of gold that the banksters, 25 banks in all, 21 of them not even in the United States, claim to be selling. Now remember the way it works. If you're going to put out a sell contract on gold, you actually have to have gold. That's how it's supposed to work. If a farmer puts out a contract on wheat and doesn't deliver the wheat near the end of the contract, that's fraud. It'll be prosecuted. It's a crime. But these people, they can just manufacture as much gold and silver out of thin air, and there's nothing you and I can do about it. We're going to go through the numbers. I'm going to show you once again, if you don't buy gold and silver, my friends, look, what else do you want me to say? I think it's crazy not to, and I'll show you why. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org, where, as you know, we now offer a self-directed IRA that allows you to take physical possession. And you can do that through me. All you need to do is go to the Republic Trading Group website, dial the 800 number, or you can email me, pdrockton, P-D-R-O-C-K-T-O-N, at AOL.com. Now, remember what I said. There's 15 million paper ounces of gold. What that means is that in order for an individual to put together a contract and claim to be selling gold, they actually have to have the gold. That's how it's supposed to work. And that gold has to be delivered to the COMEX depository. That's right there in the contract. Now, the reality is, though, there is no gold for delivery, because the COMEX depository inventories are in decline. And I can go back to 2011, when there were an estimated 10 million ounces of gold that were available for delivery, to today, where there's 6 million ounces of gold available for delivery. So we've already seen a 40% decline in the inventories of the COMEX. And yet, for some bizarre reason, even though supply is diminishing, even though supply is disappearing, even though supply is vanishing right before our eyes, magically, people are creating, banks are creating more and more paper gold with nothing to back it. Wow, it sounds like Federal Reserve notes. Nothing to back it. It's just paper, my friends. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Because paper burns, and let me tell you something, we're not that far off from an economic collapse. You know it, and I know it. And after that, you can, good luck trading your paper. Good luck buying with your paper. Take it to the grocery store. Take it to anywhere else with people that have things of real value. They're going to give you nothing for it. I told you this was coming. And if you've been listening to my show for years and years and years, I laid it all out. The way these people operate. I showed you how they create and manufacture paper metals. So you know what they're doing? They're doing you a favor and doing me a favor because they're driving people out of the marketplace because there just isn't that much left. That's a favor. And let me tell you something. People that own this stuff aren't selling it. There's a lot of businesses right now that aren't selling. A lot of companies aren't selling. They're just not going to sell because they know it's worth more unless you're willing to pay the premium over spot. So spot price is becoming more and more irrelevant, just like I said it would. The disconnect is at the door. And the sad reality is that most people are just, they're going to be deceived, which is pretty much how they've lived their lives anyway, going from one deception to the other. Bad things don't have any consequences. You can go ahead and do drugs. You can go ahead and have all the sex you want. You could go ahead and basically rob, steal, and plunder, and there's no consequences. I opted out of the deception. So did you. That's why you listen to this network. That's why you listen to this show. So the reality is this. The COMEX depositories went from over 11 million ounces of gold down to 6 million ounces of gold. So there's not any more gold in their depositories awaiting delivery. And yet, for some bizarre reason, they're claiming that they're selling 15 million ounces of gold. Which, by the way, the COMEX has never had 15 million ounces of gold in it awaiting delivery. Pure manipulation, my friends. Now, the other thing we have to look at is what would happen if all that paper disappeared? What would happen to the price of precious metals? Well, if there's only 6 million real ounces in their depositories and there's 15 million paper ounces that they're selling that really don't exist, then obviously divide 6 into 15 and that tells you the true value of gold. Was it $5,000 an ounce? Based on their numbers, which obviously are inflated because they're the ones that count the number of ounces of gold in their own depositories. And since they're really not delivering any of it, who knows how much is in there? We got Chuck from Texas. Chuck?
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Well, it could sure be worse. Just to update on what's going down here in Texas with it, just out of curiosity, called three different dealers, and everybody's slapping, you know, up to a $2 premium on their silver, especially the junk, on top mm-hmm. of their normal percentage. They're starting to slap on, premiums because they're like, we can't, you know, we're not going to sell it to. When it tanked this morning, I got to make a couple of phone calls to see what would happen. So, you know, I still, like I said last time I was on, pay the premium and buy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because the thing is there's not that much of this stuff out there. And what is out there is becoming more and more scarce because all these lower prices are doing is people like you and me, we're looking at it and saying, dang, I'm going to get more.
Yeah, well, you know, and even though it looks like you're paying a premium, you're not, you know, just because they've driven the price down below what someone's willing to sell for, that's not true. That's not the true price. So it's not really a premium. They're just trying to keep, you know, profitable so they don't have to close their doors. Great show, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks. Hey, Chuck.
Hi. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you remember when I told people that this was going to happen? Do you remember the shows I did last year about this?
Yeah, sure do.
You know, I mean, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody listening. Program.
So almost a no-brainer. I mean, after you understand the principles that are in play here, it's an absolute no-brainer. You know, other than, you know, food stores and, you know, things that for kind of when this collapse happens, immediate things you're going to need, there is no place else to put money.
Exactly.
Nowhere. There's just nowhere.
Exactly. And so what we're talking about is they're manufacturing tons and tons of paper, and they're trading their paper for gold, and people are giving it to them at a discount. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, Right. We need to buy things that they can't manufacture. Fuel, if you happen to be on propane. Food, you know, because food prices are going to go through the roof. Already are, really. If you look at the smaller packages constantly, there's an inflation rate on food that people don't even realize how high the inflation rate is on food right now. Mm-hmm. So anything but paper, you know, things that they cannot, you know, they cannot just print out of whole cloth, things you can pick up in your hands and use. And other than after that, with the trade at the medium of exchange, if you like bullets, fine. I think that's, yeah, not so good because they're not of the caliber that you, you know, that you need or whatever. Silver will always be exchangeable for whatever across the board you need.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, always a pleasure as usual, my friend.
You do, buddy. Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay, phone lines are open. My friend, feel free to call in. And, okay, so we got to look at two things. We got to look at the eligible silver stocks in the COMEX depositories that are supposed to be there for delivery on these contracts that these people are writing. And they're claiming there's 6 million ounces, and yet there's 15 million ounces on paper that they're selling. They're saying, we have 15 million ounces of gold that we're going to deliver here on these futures contracts. Well, where is it? There's never been 15 million ounces awaiting delivery in the COMEX depositories. And I'm going to go through the history with you as well. I really want you to understand this because I'm sick of these people. Sick of their deceptions and their lies. And look, if you want to follow them, go for it, but you're going to end up with nothing. I try to tell you the truth, and I tell you right now what I'm telling you is 1,000,000% true. Jerry from New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
All right. The silver stamped coins, are they legal to purchase? Because I'm not sure. There's questions regarding that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, are you talking about the old ones that were minted where they put a dollar value on it that said this thing is worth $1 or $10?
No, I'm talking about like say for instance you were to stamp your own coins from silver bars.
Well, I mean, you could do whatever you want as long as you don't put a dollar face value on there. The thing that they had a problem with when they shut down the mint a couple years ago was people, the company was basically putting a dollar value on there, saying $10, this is a $10 coin.
Right.
And so they nailed them for counterfeiting.
All right, so basically we're paying for the weight of the coin, that's what matters the most.
Yeah, just paying for the silver.
But the thing is, you know, and I don't want you to get in trouble or anything, but is it possible the Treasury Department's going to be monitoring this stuff?
Well, they can monitor all they want. I mean, this is private property, number one. Number two is there's no counterfeiting going on. We're not putting any value on our coins. There's no value on it.
Right.
It just says 0.999 pure silver, beautifully designed, and they can't touch it.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be working. They're trying to find a way to do that. You know?
Well, I don't think they're going to come after silver. I told you that, Jerry. I don't think they care about silver. They never have. I mean, what I mean by that is that there's absolutely no way for them to control it because it has so many different uses. I mean, they'd have to go in and pull people's teeth out and take their silver fillings. You know, they'd have to go to the doctor's office and confiscate.
The only thing is, under the Obama administration, anything's possible. It's sleazy, and they're going after everything, it seems like.
There's always a possibility, but let me tell you something. The probability is, you know, as close to zero as anything else in this world. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning 15 times than having your silver confiscated. And that's historical. So I go by past. Now, they've confiscated gold a couple times. But they've also left certain gold alone, and those are the products that I recommend to people. So anyway.
Yeah, I was asking a question just in case other people were wondering, too. It's just a general question.
No, You bring up good questions, my friend. You do.
All right, thanks, man. Okay.
That's it. Bye. All right. Oh, we got Kathleen from Iowa. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter. This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find fithuman.net. Fithuman is there for pre-workouts, protein supplements, and, of course, Allison C. And, of course, there's a picture of my son up there who competed. We've got Kathleen on the line. Kathleen?
Oh, hi. Thanks for talking to me. I'm kind of a newbie at the metals market. Mm-hmm. And I want to understand more because I'm very inclined to try to invest. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand what junk silver is or junk metal.
Yeah, when you talk about junk silver, it's basically silver that's been set aside because it doesn't have numismatic value, meaning that the coins they're not rare silver coins. So that's why it's referred to as junk.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's 90% silver. There's 0.715 ounces of silver per $1 of face value.
Okay.
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 So basically if you buy $100 face, you're getting $100 face value of silver coins minted before 1964.
Okay.
That basically contain collectively about 71.5 ounces of silver.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sort of. Then how do you use it? Do you use it as an investment to resell later? Do you use it to actually pay for things later? I guess I'm thinking, because I have been wondering in my mind, well, if you buy a gold coin, which is quite a bit of money, and mm-hmm. so how would you cash that in if you needed to pay for, say, groceries? Or do you see what I mean? I don't get what
Well, let me give you an idea of how desperate people are to get a hold of both gold and silver.
Okay.
Right now, I get calls from dealers all the time. I had a call from a dealer just yesterday, saying, look, Paul, I don't care what you charge. I'm looking for Canadian gold maples. I want Canadian gold maples. It doesn't matter what you charge. I need some. Obviously, that's a gold coin minted by the Canadian Royal Mint, 0.9999 pure gold. And the demand for gold is outrageous right now because people recognize value.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that, are you going to be able to go into a bank and give them a gold coin? No.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have buyers out there? Yeah,
I see. So it'd be just like if you were going to sell a stock or something, you would go to the place where they do that.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. And the best way to do it is through me. You know,
right. I would like to know more, and I know you don't have time for that. So how do I get a hold of you?
You can call me.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. And the number, and I can't remember the doggone 800 number. My apologies. I'll give you my
cell phone. I understand that.
I was in a car accident. One of the things that I lost was my ability to remember numbers. So.
Or if you want, I can look it up on your website.
I'll just give you the number. Just call 330-636-6292.
Okay, thanks a whole bunch. And I look forward to speaking with you offline.
Sounds good, Kathleen. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
There's a smart lady. Recognizes that this is a buying opportunity. And as I said before, look, you got to understand that it's like she said, you know, if you buy a stock, can you go and cash that in at the grocery store? No. You got to find someone that buys stock, right? So how does it with gold? Now, the reality is that there are tons of people that want your gold. Tons, including the satanic psychopaths that run the doggone banking system. And they're doing whatever they can to get their greedy hands on it. And I just got to go back to the numbers, my friends, because they're black and white. Look, I'm looking at the history of the COMEX depositories on gold stockpile, since 2003. Now, what happened to gold prices between 2003 and 2013? What did gold do? Well, back in 2003, what was gold at? $300, $390 an ounce, right? Well, interestingly enough, back in 2003, the COMEX depository reported about a million ounces of gold that were ready for delivery, right? Well, interestingly enough, the supply within the COMEX depository has continued to climb until mid-2013, 2012, when it's in decline. And the peak was reached in mid-2011 when there were 10 million ounces of gold ready for delivery in the COMEX depositories. And yet, in spite of the supply, in other words, there was no excess gold out there. What I'm trying to convey to you is that there's never been enough of this stuff. That in spite of the fact that the COMEX inventories went from a million in 2003 up to about 10 million for delivery in 2011, what did the price do? Triple? Supply goes up and price goes up. What does that tell you? Tells you that there's not enough of this stuff out there. Now, ironically, we've seen depository inventories decline from 9 million ounces that were eligible down to 6 million just in the last few months. Now, you would think that if everybody's selling their gold and everybody is doing their best to get rid of it, that somehow or another you'd see that gold appear somewhere in depositories. That somehow or another there would be someone selling this stuff. Somewhere. But the COMEX depositories show a 30% decline in their eligible stocks. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org. Now, we talked about eligible stocks declining from 11.5 million all the way down to 6.3 million in the COMEX depositories. Remember, COMEX is where futures contracts are traded. And the way it works is eligible stocks, right, can be tied to a contract. Now, let's talk about actual inventories that are tied to a contract. Remember what I said. There's 15 million ounces of gold on paper contracts right now. The futures market has 15 million ounces of gold that are being sold. I said they're paper and I can prove it. Because when we look at the registered stocks, which are basically gold, real gold bullion, that's tied to these contracts, it's only 2.96 million ounces. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the 15 million that they claim to be selling doesn't exist because there's only 2.96 million ounces of gold that are sitting there tied to a futures contract. That's it, 2.96 million, 3 million. So divide 3 into 15, and what do you come up with, 5? Take the current price of gold, multiply it times 5, and that's the real value. That's what spot should be at right now. So 5 times 1,500 would take you to about $7,500 an ounce, just based on their numbers. And as I pointed out, the COMEX depository inventories for gold have been in decline. and they are declining at the most rapid rate that you'll ever see right now. Because when I take a look at registered stocks, when I take a look at eligible stocks, they've both fallen 30%. So who is selling this gold? Well, we look at the futures report, the bank participation report that's put out by the United States government, my friends. So if you want to trust somebody, and I don't trust them at all, but their report basically states that most of it's foreign banks that claim to be selling gold in our commodities market, and yet they don't produce it. Where is it? It's not sitting in the COMEX depository. It's not sitting in the COMEX warehouses. Where is all this gold that's being sold? You can't create a futures contract unless you put the gold into a COMEX depository warehouse. You cannot. So it doesn't exist. So what is that? That's fraud. Now, can I predict fraud? Yes, I did. I told you this was going to happen. But look, if you want to put your faith in Federal Reserve notes, if you want to put your faith in the stock market, if you want to put your faith in the bond market, in spite of the fundamental flaws of all of them, I can't stop you from doing that. I really can't. It just means more for me and for the other people. That's the way I look at it. So what it's really going to boil down to is this is going to separate the people that get it from the people that don't. The novice from the person that actually understands this stuff. And let me tell you what, they understand it. And they're doing their best to get a hold of all the gold that they can get their hands on. And right now, you should be doing the same. So the question remains, then, how do they make money, then, on the sale of gold? Well, look, they play the futures market with your money. And that's why you want to do business with me. I don't. You get your gold. They can hold up delivery for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. I've had an individual tell me he bought from a guy, didn't get his stuff, not a guy, a company, a major company, didn't get it for 8 months. That's how long they were playing around with his money. Because, remember, they're insiders. So they were able to play the market fluctuation, something that you and I can't do accurately because how do you predict a psychopath? I still haven't figured it out. Especially an unpredictable psychopath. But anyway, that's looking at gold stocks right now. So if they want to give you discounted gold, you should be buying everything you get your hands on. That's how I look at it. And people tell me, well, Paul, they're going to come and get it anyway. No, they're not. They're not going to be able to. The reason they're not going to be able to is because they're going to be busy dealing with riots. They're going to be dealing with civil unrest. They're going to be dealing with people who go into grocery stores with their worthless Federal Reserve notes, try to buy groceries, and are turned away at the door. Look at what happened in Cyprus. People went to the grocery store, tried to use their credit card or their debit card that was declined because the banks wouldn't release their money. Their money. And then they went in and they took everything over 100,000 euros. So fine, you trust their system? Go ahead, trust it. Just understand that you've been warned. We got Robert from Missouri on the line. Robert?
Hey, Paul, first time caller. I'm just listening up. Let's say somebody had about 10, 15 grand they wanted to invest in precious metals. What would be just like your initial advice? I'm kind of just getting into this as well. Let's say you had about 10, 15 grand you wanted to throw into that. What would be your just initial, you know, where you would steer somebody?
Well, if I were, you know, if you're a new investor, you don't have any silver or gold right now, I'm assuming.
Well, I got a little bit, but, you know, just I got from family or whatever.
Yeah, I would be buying. I mean, I think you could go up to $20,000 of what we refer to as junk silver, 90% silver coins, or 10,000 worth of 90% silver, and then everything above that in silver rounds, which are the 0.999 pure. And ours, of course, ours are IRA eligible, and they're IRA approved, and they're IRS eligible approved, and they're depository approved. So, you know, you're getting the highest quality. So that's what I'd start with if that were me. That is what I started with. And I look at this. Go ahead. You know,
now, I was going to say, what would be the initial reason to get the 10 grand in the junk first?
Because you need something that's going to be that you can use in everyday transactions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let's pretend I want to go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread and I take an ounce of gold with me. What are they going to do?
Well, yeah, they can't help you.
Hey, can you make change for a $10,000 bill? No.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm thinking in terms of practicality, and you're already seeing the conversion. I mean, how many states right now, is it 15, are making gold legal, gold and silver legal tender?
Right.
So we're already seeing the conversion. I mean, everybody knows this collapse is coming. So that's why I recommend that. So let's say, you know, with the 90%, you're going to get dimes, quarters, and half dollars. Now I go into the store with a dime, a quarter, a half dollar. I can buy what I need, and I can still get change.
Right. So, you know, with the junk silver, how you know, the collapse scenario, you know, when everything's in free fall, how would that, you know, how would the value of that junk silver transfer into today's Federal Reserve note mindset? You know what I mean? Like if you go to a corporation or business.
The only thing I can cite is history, Robert, just to give you a historical example. If you take a look at the Weimar Republic, which went through a similar collapse as the one we're going to go through, they went through hyperinflation where the Deutschmark went from basically one-to-one ratio with an ounce of gold to 1,000,000-to-1 ratio.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how they're going to do it. So there'll be people that will be taking their paychecks like they did in the Weimar Republic. They'll go to the bank, get it cash, and they're going to head to the grocery store, buy everything they get their hands on. And the sad reality is because most of what we do is import, is that the guy that has the most value wins. During the Weimar Republic, gold and silver were the only asset that appreciated. That was it. Nothing else did. Furniture depreciated. Manufactured goods depreciated. Everything depreciated, went down in value, except for gold and silver.
All right, well, I'm going to probably be getting a hold of you later on, and we'll have to talk about, you know, getting some things together for me. So I'll get a hold of you privately.
Sounds good, Robert. Hey, good talking with
you. All right, see
you. The thing we need to recognize is that people will always swarm to value, my friends. And trust me, if a guy has a my dad owned a grocery store. You know, he knew what silver coins were because he pulled them out of the till. Made us pull them out of the till. And he put them away in his safety deposit box. And that was back then. When people still felt that dollars had value. Well, now the dollars are losing value. People are looking for value. What are they going to turn to? I mean, that's what you got to think about. Now, people that have other commodities will be able to barter, be able to trade. They'll be able to take them to merchants and sell it. But guess what the merchant's going to give them? Gold and silver, because that's how they conduct business. Take a look at the trade routes during the Renaissance, late Middle Ages, that were opened up with the Far East. You know, a lot of the gold that was taken from the Americas to Spain ended up in Turkey. Because that is what they used for trade. A lot of the silver ended up in Turkey. As a matter of fact, if you go and look at 15th century, 16th century, 17th century, I'll say 16th century Turkish jewelry, you're going to find out that it was made with gold and silver that came from the Americas. Because it's a store of value. It's a universally recognized store of value. You just haven't been in a situation. You personally haven't been in a situation where you've seen this stuff. I have firsthand. Remember, I was in Uruguay, South America, for 2 years when they were going through hyperinflation. I saw this stuff where everybody was turning towards precious metals. And there just wasn't enough to go around. Everybody wanted it. And people that had it said, well, why should I sell it now? It's only going to go up in value. But they did sell when they needed something. It's just a universal store of value. And trust me when I tell you, this manipulation that's going on right now, I don't care if they take gold down to 50 bucks an ounce. It doesn't matter to me. Because good luck finding someone that's going to sell it for that. They take silver down to 10 cents, it doesn't matter to me. Because you know what? It's not going to change the true market value of either one. people are going to pay market value one way or the other. And market value is you competing against everybody out there that wants it. Now, the only other thing I can point out to you is just like what's going on in Europe right now. Remember what happened with ABN AMRO. ABN AMRO runs the depositories of Europe, right? One of the biggest depositories in Europe. They sent out a letter to all the Europeans and said, guess what? You're not going to get your gold and silver back that you put in our depository. We're not going to send it back to you. We're going to send you cash. We're going to send you euros, which are declining in value each and every day. Even though you converted your euros to gold and silver, they're going to settle in cash. Now, you might say to yourself, well, that's not a bad deal. I'll just go out and buy more gold and silver. Well, guess what? It is a bad deal because supply is diminishing and becoming scarcer and scarcer because there just isn't anybody selling this stuff. Everybody's buying. And you heard Chuck talk about premium over spot. Let me tell you, it's going to get a lot higher. And it doesn't matter if spot goes up or down because the people that have the gold make the rules. Remember that, the golden rule? Those that have the gold make the rules. They'll decide what they'll take for the metals. Not some bankster sitting in his office manipulating the futures market. It just becomes irrelevant. Futures will become irrelevant. And let me just illustrate this with another commodity. Let's talk about wheat, all right? Let's think about wheat. Think about a farmer that spends, I don't know, $5 a bushel for providing the market with one bushel when he spends $5, right? So now the futures market goes through the same thing that gold and silver is going through right now. What's going to happen if the banksters short wheat down to $3 per bushel? What's going to happen? Is the farmer going to sell it at $3? He might have to. But all they've done is they destroyed supply because a lot of farmers are going to end up going out of business. Or will that banker force that farmer into a new market? Will that farmer say, look, I can get $3 over here, but if I take it to China, I can get $10 a bushel. I can get true value. If I take it to South America, I can get $15 a bushel. I can get true value. See, that's the problem these people create for themselves, is that there's always a market. There's always a market for commodities. And if you want to play games with price, if you want to short it to the point where you've taken the value out of doing business with you, then I'll do business with somebody else. It doesn't matter to me. I can do business with people all over the world. That's because of their global economy. And trust me when I tell you, there's people in Europe that contact me all the time about buying precious metals. There's people in Australia that contact me. There's people in New Zealand. There's people in South America. People all over the world to buy precious metals. This is a global marketplace. You know, if the United States becomes a hostile market, then people are just going to take their metals elsewhere. And let me tell you who the ready buyer is right now. It's China. I get notices from individuals that are looking to buy large amounts of gold and silver. And I don't respond because, honestly, I don't want to deplete inventory on one client. I won't do it. Doesn't make sense. But at the end of the day, what it boils down to is, trust me when I tell you, there's always a market for gold and silver. Always. Phone lines are open, my friends. Feel free to call in. Talked a little bit about gold stocks today. Showed you how it really works. Showed you that these people have created 15 million ounces of paper gold against 2.96 million ounces that it really exist as registered COMEX depository gold stocks. And we don't even know if those really exist. Now, the other question is, why would they want to short gold right now? Well, here's the other thought. They've created a lot of liability themselves with GLD and SLV. They want to drive people out of those ETFs. Why? Because obviously, if they have to pay off when gold and silver reverse on those ETFs, it's going to cost them an arm and a leg. But more importantly, the liability is in the actual physical that those ETFs claim to possess. They just want, this is a win-win for them. That's what I'm trying to point out to you. And I don't know anybody that owns this stuff that's foolish enough to sell unless they really, really, really have to right now. And even those people that are selling are making more money than when they bought it. So before you make any hasty decisions, you got to take the long-term view here, my friends. And the long-term prospects for gold and silver are really, they're outrageous. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back again. I got time for a few more phone calls. Feel free to call in.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org. And remember, my newsletter goes out tomorrow. I'll go ahead and I'll summarize what we talked about today and put a little bit more information in there. And I really haven't talked about silver. I can do that on Monday and explain to you what's going on with the manipulation of silver as well. Now, the thing you need to remember is this, is that these people will take your money, whether they have gold or silver or not. They will take your money. So getting your stuff quick matters. It really does. Now, what is fast? Fast is a couple weeks. 3 weeks is fast. Because think about it this way. We're in April. Do you still want to be waiting for your gold or your silver by October of this year? The way things are going right now? with everything going on right now. Because what's the probability that you're actually going to get it 6 months from now? With everything going on right now. I mean, we've seen the comics depository inventory drop by 30% just in a few months here. Down to 6 million. And silver is doing the same, and I'll talk about it on Monday. So you got to get your stuff quickly. You just have to. Otherwise, they're going to play with your money. And they'll just settle in cash. And by the way, if you read the fine print with many of these quote-unquote dealers, they reserve that option. They can send your money back. So make sure, my friends, you know, make sure that you're doing business with someone that you trust. Someone has a proven record, someone who has plenty of people that say, I like Paul Drockton. I'm just kidding around with you. Make sure you call Republic Trading Group, all right? And you will get me. And honestly, over the years, I've made many, many, many people tons of money. And as a matter of fact, oftentimes I get thank yous for it. And here's a card that I received in the mail today. I just want to share this with you. Paul, thank you again for teaching us how to protect our family and speaking out the truth. And the individual who wrote that card, I won't say your name on the air. But thank you for sending your sentiments. Point is this, my friends. Truth has never had many allies in this world, never will. Because there's no profit in it. It's just that simple. But it doesn't change the nature of truth. And really, it doesn't change the eternal value of what is true. So no matter what they do to manufacture an illusion that we know is false, that if you think about it, deep down inside you know it's false because you can feel it is. No matter what they do, eventually the truth makes its way to the surface with all thinking men and women. This is why these people will never gain full control of this world. It's because there's a large enough percentage of us thinking men and women that will realize and feel the inconsistencies. Now, I know that right now that's probably what? Gone from maybe 2% of the population to maybe, I'd say we're probably up to about 10% that get it. Still nowhere near the majority, but we don't need to be the majority. 10% can influence a lot of people. Now, I realize there's people out there that you can influence, and it will be the majority. But in the end, they'll bring about their own destruction. And there really isn't anything we can do about it anyway, except create a better society when all this mess is over with. Have a great weekend. God bless. Thank you for listening to the Paul Drockton Radio Report.